Simon & Schuster Audio presents Heart Wishes, an Edeline novel by Jude Devereaux. Read by Gabra Zachman. Chapter 1. All Gemma knew for sure was that she wanted the job so much she would have murdered to get it. Well, maybe not killed anyone, but certainly broken a few arms or legs. She stood beside Mrs. Fraser and stared at the storage room full of dirty old boxes stacked neatly on new wooden shelves, and knew she'd never seen anything so beautiful in her life. Original sources screamed in her head. She was looking at containers full of documents that no one had touched in hundreds of years. Mrs. Fraser, tall and majestic-looking, was gazing down her nose at Gemma and obviously waiting for her to say something. But how could Gemma put what she was feeling into words? How could she describe her lifetime fascination with history? Could she tell of the adventure of discovery that these documents represented to her? Or the excitement of the hunt to find new information?
Perhaps it is all a bit overwhelming, Mrs. Fraser said as she flipped off the light switch, a sure sign that Gemma was to leave the precious boxes and their mysterious contents.
Reluctantly, Gemma followed her into the cozy living room. Even the guest house that was to be used by whomever got the job was lovely. It had a large living room with a kitchen at one end, a big bedroom with a private bath, and the storage room they'd just seen. At the front of the house was an extraordinarily beautiful and spacious office with double French doors that opened out onto acres of lawn and flowers. Outside, just beyond a covered carport, was a three-car garage that was filled floor to ceiling with many more boxes full of uncatalogued documents. Gemma's mind was reeling with the enormity of the task the job entailed. When her advisor for her doctorate in history emailed her that he'd managed to get her an interview for a temporary job in the tiny town of Edeline, Virginia, Gemma had been pleased. But then he'd explained that their university was the alma mater of a woman who wanted to hire someone to go through her family's papers and write a history. Gemma had scoffed at the idea. What did that mean? Great-granny and Ellis Island? Too boring. Later that day, she'd stopped by his office to give him the courtesy of a personal reply. Gemma told him sorry, but now that her coursework was done, she needed to work on her dissertation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?